Chapter 8. Lucy Dean's Visitor.
He is very clever, Maggie, said Maggie's cousin, Lucy Dean, in her parents' sitting room. It was 3 years after Mr. Tulliver's death. I am sure that you will like him.
Lucy was talking about the man that she hoped to marry one day, Mr. Stephen Guest.
I shall be very hard to please, said Maggie, smiling. He must be good enough for you.
I often think that he is too good for me. I am surprised that he loves me, said Lucy. Does this scarf look right, Maggie?
Oh, no, Maggie laughed. Mr. Guest will leave the room if he sees you wearing it.
Lucy hurried out of the room, and Maggie's eyes moved slowly to the window. She could see the sun falling on the spring flowers and the dear old River Floss. She thought of her past on the banks of that river, but also her present at 19 years old. She was a teacher now, but between jobs. She was staying with her cousin Lucy while she looked for new work. Maggie dreamed of having new and exciting experiences, but she often worried about that wilder side of herself. She wanted love and adventures in her life, like those in the books that she read. But she did not know if she should allow herself to have them. Lucy came back through the sitting room door, wearing a different scarf.
You should play some music tonight, Maggie. You were always good at it when we were children.
I haven't played for a long time now, said Maggie.
We should find a man to sing with us, said Lucy. There aren't many in St. Ogg's who are good at singing, only Stephen and Philip Wakeham.
Lucy looked up as she said that last sentence. She saw a change in Maggie's face.
Does it make you sad to hear his name?
Asked Lucy.
If it does, I will not speak about him again. I know that Tom never wants to see him again.
I don't feel the same way as Tom, said Maggie. I've always liked Philip Wakeham.
Oh, that's wonderful. Can he come to the house sometimes when you are here? I like Philip. He sometimes becomes very sad about the problems with his body. It must be hard for him, but he is a good person. Oh, I can hear someone at the door. It will be Stephen.
It was too late for Maggie to give an answer. A tall man walked through the sitting room door. He went across to Lucy and softly kissed her hand, not noticing that anyone else was in the room.
Can I introduce you to my cousin? This is Miss Tulliver, said Lucy excitedly.
As Stephen took the hand of this beautiful, tall young woman with black hair, his face turned red. Maggie noticed this change in his colour.
When is the charity market going to be? Stephen asked Lucy.
Someday next month, replied Lucy. I believe your sisters are having the biggest stall.
Ah, yes. They are making things for their stall at the moment, said Stephen. I want Maggie to look at me more, thought Stephen as he talked to Lucy. He realised that Maggie did not look at him when he talked about himself or things that were happening in St. Ogg's. He moved the conversation to books and saw Maggie's eyes become bright. When Stephen started speaking about a book that he read, he noticed Maggie listening closely.
Would you like me to bring the book here for you, Maggie? Stephen asked.
Oh, yes, thank you, said Maggie, quickly looking down.
When Maggie went up to her bedroom that night, she walked around for a long time. She felt very excited, but she did not know why. Was it because Stephen was looking at her all evening? She remembered his wonderful voice as he sang with her after dinner. At that moment, Maggie's cousin entered the bedroom in her night clothes.
"Haven't you got ready for bed yet?"
asked Lucy.
"Tell me, what did you think of Stephen?"
"I like anyone who promises to make you happy," replied Maggie.
"Good. We shall have more music here tomorrow," said Lucy. "And Stephen will bring Philip. Oh, Maggie, we must find a way for you to marry Philip when I marry somebody." "What a wonderful end to all your troubles in the past."
Maggie tried to smile, but she suddenly felt strangely cold.